Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Écoutez.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better. You can't be the queen yet, because you're the queen, because I'm the king. Can't be a queen without a king. You know we're better. We're better than you. We're great creatures.
Visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen, eating Michelin star, counting a million. Look, hood theories on a Rothstein, rigged the World Series. Gotti ran every union in the city. NAS do it, B.I.G. like Biggie, leading like Huey Newton did. Nigga, that's how official the revolution is. Feds holding cameras up and they zooming in. Don't be surprised when niggas show you they true intent. Ruthless, they'll tie up your wife and kid. Why you talking on Clubhouse, the guns out? This ain't an audio chat, boy, this audio crack. Social media platforms they ratting on. Facebook, Google, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon. Some say it's Babylon. Took the property over since Hampton gone. Who said we couldn't get cash this long, last this long? Platinum cars with our ratchets on. Laid back, ox blood seats with the hazards on. EPMD, we back in business. I visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen, eating Michelin star, counting a million. Murcielago mob flow, 20 Chevy Tahoes, then I'm sitting low. I am not hiding though. Condos are different time zones. Way before y'all was double cupping the styrofoam. Come on, done. Had to lay it down and lay it.
All right, all right, all right. We're gonna be right back, y'all. We have technical difficulties starting up. We're gonna be right back.
Crazy, think about shit from the 80s. Bucking like Tom Brady, balling like Kyrie and Katie. Will had the medallion, emblem of a Mercedes. Way before Michael Mary, when all the Nikes with pennies. Killing niggas for sneakers, had to skate through the envy. Supreme sold for a few billy. If I sell my masters, I need a trilly. It was go get it, now it's gimme. Run it. And we ain't relying on no stimmies. EPMD, we back in business. I visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen. Eating Michelin star, counting a million. Mob shit. Legitimate. You couldn't even calculate this shit. Yeah. Unsurmountable shit. Yeah. Too serious.
Oh, shit. Yo, my fault, y'all. Everybody who normally tunes in at 9:01 p.m., that was my bad. Save James. We here for your listening pleasures again. Transmit live from all Joby P's Midwest Z. It's that time again. We are the midway point of February. We're still in Black History Month. And just to say bonjour, bitches, because we made it to France. France is tuning in now, checking us out, how we get busy out there. So go tomorrow morning. Make sure your breakfast sandwich is a croissant to pay homage to the French listeners, man. Bonjour.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Word. I'm gonna check your French. Do you guys know what RSVP really stands for.
Ooh.
In its,
nah,
in its native,
I can't remember.
In,
I took French.
In its native
vernacular. I took French and I can't remember that
also.
Shit.
In its native lexicon. I ain't talking about what it means in English. What does it say in French?
No, I do not know.
Nah.
Rendez-vous-plaît. Yeah, respond soon, very please. That really means respond very soon, please. You know, but you know, they switch up the subject and predicate and the adverb noun. And,
I took
you
that
know.
Shit. Took that shit from like eighth grade to when I graduated. So I was pretty dope with it. Like I can still read it. And to correct you, we're going to say bonjour. It's evening. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We learned you was today days old. We learned it's not bonjour, but it's bonsoir.
Today days old.
Today days old.
Because it's the evening. Good evening.
Like buenos dias, buenas noches type shit or whatever like
there
that.
You go.
Yeah.
Got
there
you. Makes sense. Everything is time sensitive to those cats out there. Very good. All right, well, there's your international international update for the day. We have another action-packed show for you guys lined up. We're about 5 minutes too late to start, but that normally doesn't happen, but we're granted at least one. We're given at least one, so get off our fucking back. Judas and the Black Messiah, the soundtrack and the movie, was flooded the airwaves over the past weekend. We'll get into the movie in a second. The soundtrack, being this is a music show, we're gonna speak on that first. But before we do, you know, our normal banter, we get into things and everything like that. There's two things I just want to just bring up that happened in the music world that I feel needs attention. Number one, I don't know if you guys remember, but you guys heard about the Taha Prince situation, how this nigga got ran over.
Oh, yeah.
And niggas was clapping at him, even when his car crashed and shit like that. Like,
Flipped and crashed,
hit a tree. And they ran up on the car to give it some more, confirmation that hopefully they hit him. So we don't know what's going on with the dude out there. He don't even know what's going on with it out there. But the fact that shit happened to that man, thoughts and prayers and good energy is going out to that brother so that he can, make it out of this situation unscathed, one way or the other. It's wild shit right there, man. You know, niggas think the A is all about sunshine and big asses. But apparently there's a lot more that goes along with it. Country boys leave you slumped out there. Don't get it twisted, man. Do not get it twisted. Also, speaking of something that happened on the downward swing of the spectrum when it comes to hip-hop, today was the day that Big L got found in Harlem. And I remember that day because that was my first semester at Clark, and I was running, and not running, but I was, you know, I was in good with some real Harlem niggas or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And like to see the hurt on this nigga's face when he came in, when I saw him on campus or whatever, it was just like, wow, like niggas really lost. They lost a hood legend, man, because for him, Big L, for him to have that name, he wasn't the biggest motherfucker that you would ever meet. But just to go to show you, you know, it ain't the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. And apparently that nigga had, you know, a good hold on Harlem street life, man. And that ain't easy to say. That ain't easy to do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of street legends came out of the bowels of Harlem. And for him to be mentioned in that same sentence, Harlem legends, you know what I'm saying? That's not a easy title to withstand. But as you see what that life can sometimes end up leaving you. And unfortunately, he just got caught on the, you know, on the wrong end of street life to not be able to tell us the story, how we got over. So, we heard a Nas song from the Judas soundtrack, but we're going to go into a Big L song to go into the break, when we do break. But I wanted to make mention of that, you know, we're here for the updates in the hip hop community, man. You know what I'm saying? Also, I guess since we're on it, you know, we're talking about in threes or whatever like that, you know, with Vincent Jackson, the Tampa Bay Bucks, that story just broke late. 38 years old, found dead in a Homer Suites hotel. And it was in Florida, right?
Right in Tampa.
Right in Tampa. Right in Tampa. So, huh?
Vincent Jackson.
Oh, Vincent. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, so they're currently investigating that finding. So, you know, we'll see what comes out of that story, pause, and, you know, keep it pushing. But, yeah, man, just to kind of keep you guys up to date on the headlines, you know, for international listeners, because obviously we have quite a few. And, you know, major shout-outs to my folks across on the other side of the pond. That's listening, that's in the other side of the hemisphere, listening to this other side in different time zones, still rocking out with us, man. We're doing what we can to keep you guys interested. And we see the net is spreading because that whole Europe corridor is slowly starting to get on board one way or the other. It may not be major numbers, but goddamn it, as long as the country still keep popping up as new listenership, I'm with all of it. I'll take every second of this activity. Every second of it. So, with that, we'll take another quick break. Again, we apologize for the late start, but technology and shit happens. So, we'll get into that on another topic for another day. But anyway, rest in peace. Shout out to Big L. Rest in power. Shout out to Vincent Jackson. Saha, we hope that situation pans out for you in the most non-effective way to you and your family. Oh, and also one more. Even though we don't really fuck with her music or her as an artist, Nicki Minaj's pops also was victimized in the hit and run. So it's just a lot of shit going on outside, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It's a lot. Meek Mill is, you know, claiming the rats trying to set him up or whatever and everything like
that.
I've
seen that video, though.
We don't know if Philly takes the L on that one or not, but Meek Mill has been lining up for a lot of L's for the city of Philly in recent memory, man.
But it's 6'9", fam.
Yeah, I get it, but you know he's running with police. You know he's protected, though, on a federal level. You know that.
So why would you even try to?
So that's the approach that he was making, but his facial expression when the nigga was getting crazy kind of tells another story. So. Yeah, I mean, what can you take from that? What can you make out of it? And is WAC 100 out of pocket for trying to incite violence within our community when we need to be trying to promote more healing and banding together? You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, we just back on schedule. The Trump show was over. We back on schedule.
Yeah, but that. And that's another situation. It's like, why is niggas really paying attention to this shit like the nigga was about to really get indicted on some federal charges? Like, why are y'all playing yourselves thinking that something was really going to happen to this dude? Like, why? Why?
Right.
Anyway, 9:16. We're going to come back and talk about the soundtrack, and then we're going to get into the movie and what the underlying themes were that we took away from it. And is it true that if Hollywood can't co-opt the movie, the movie ain't gonna be made? Is that a truth that we have to deal with when it comes to these real life stories, inspired events, movies? Anyway, Big L right here, Fat Joe the Enemy. We'll be right back. Fuck who did I offend? Rapper, sit back. I'm about to sit back. I'm sit back. I'm about to begin. Sit back. I'm about sit back. I'm
drunk, but I'm sober. They wouldn't fuck with me if I drove an over. Listen, Columbo, you mad? life, I'm staying legit. I love to see cars come cruising by playing my shit. I walk around with six down, without a pistol, my whole clique's wow. I'm rich pal, no more sticks, I'm making hits now. I drink Cristal, I'm through breaking laws. I don't sell coke anymore, I do chores. So get that flashlight out of my face to bring me down. Them jakes will do whatever it takes. Rolled up some federals, got my phone and my house tapped. Praying that I fall for the mouse trap, I doubt that. Why do I end up in so much shit? I done came way too far to be calling it quits. Jake wanna lock me up even though I'm legit. They can't stand to see a young brother's pockets get thin.
Hey yo, enough's enough. Federize, try to set me up. Put me in cuffs and crush what I lost into dust. Plus, they want a nigga soul, but they know Big Joey crack and never ride a cat. And he know, for sure, death before dishonor. I left the streets alone since gold deceased and almost killed his mama. So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing, pursuing my dreams, and there's enough green to start my own union and show these kids how legit it is. Shit is real, I used to steal, but now I own several businesses. So where's your witnesses you claim to have, saying that I'm taking half, distorting New York and not paying tax? I'm laying back, playing the role, playing the low, but it's the same old Joe, so don't get KO'd. Hey yo, I'm gonna fight for what I never did, or catch a heavy bit, why don't they just let a nigga live?
Why do I end up in so much shit? I done came way too far to be calling it quits. Jake wanna lock me up even though I'm legit. They can't stand to see a young brother's pockets get thin. Hey yo, why do I end up in so much shit? I done came way too far to be calling it quits. Jake wanna lock me up even though I'm legit. They can't stand to see a young brother's pockets get thin.
What would you do if a vicious enemy suddenly started coming at you, armed to the teeth and ready to kill you?
919, say James Jovi, P. Midwest, Z, Trendman, live from Mars, 914-219-0866, number 2, dial. And that was Big L, Fat Joe. One thing you can say about Big L, I don't give a fuck what rap community it is, he gets respect from all geographical locations that knew anything about the legacy of Big L. And you know, that just goes to show, you know what I'm saying, all niggas he was really hated about was niggas that killed him, if you ask me. And, you know, it's unfortunate that he's not around, because a lot of people, you know, telling where his legacy would have left him, and where he would have been on the conversation of top this to top that. But I'm pretty sure just with that one, the two albums that he had, he made enough of an impact for niggas to even consider him as, you know, as a great, as one of the greats. So, again, shout out to him and his memory. And also, shout out to our playlist. I was thinking, yo, and I was listening, the only playlist that I say that can rival us and may be able to have a little more firepower than us, I listen to Lord Sear on XM Radio.
Love that.
Sometimes,
yo, Sear be going crazy.
Sear be having
yo, I love
some
that
shit.
Too, man.
Sear, Lord Sear, and shout out to him, you know, because we give credit where credit's due. We now, you know, if the situation is dope, we're going to speak to it. But if we feel we're better than it, we're going to speak to that also. You know what I'm saying? So Lord Sear's playlist, I give the nod to that dude. I mean, only because, you know, he's been closer to the industry than probably any of us have been on, you know, on a musical basis. So I give him the nod to that only because of that exposure. But that, again, that's part of my grading rubric. We're talking about niggas that ain't from industry standards playlist. I don't feel that there's a lot of shows out there, hip hop based, that could fuck with our playlist. That's just, you know, hey, call me being biased, but hey, prove me wrong. You know, somebody put up a shut up. Anyway, talk about the soundtrack. We'll just get right to the main event of it. The most talked about song on there was the Jay-Z Nipsey song. What it feel like?
I mean,
tell us how you feel. You ready to jump out the window, Z? Tell us how you feel.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the album is ridiculous. But that song, I mean, first of all, it's always good to hear Nip. Period. especially on something different.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, look at Jay being 52 years old, sounding like he's back in his 30s. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I don't know. It was a heartfelt piece of work. There was a lot of political whatever, you know, updated stuff in there and yada 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 on Jay's behalf, but hell of a fucking song, man. I mean, it's the first one I heard on there, and then I kind of backtracked a little bit, you know, heard the EPMD joint, heard the Nas joint, and then I watched the flick, and then I was like, yo, what a befitting piece of work, if you will. Because the movie was crazy. Super crazy.
Yeah, we're going to get into the movie in a second.
Yeah.
But soundtrack-wise, obviously this song, what else stood out to you about it, obviously, than the major draw, which was this song, this hyped up song that it was?
You mean just like in general?
Just in general.
I just felt like just the lineup was done like almost to perfection. Like there isn't a single. I didn't find an area of the CD that I was just like, all right, whatever. I mean, I felt once I played it from the start to the finish, I was like, okay, it's a playthrough. That's what's up. I mean. This album felt like it was made 15 years ago, but it's so relevant to today. And I mean, just the collaborations, the whole production itself was A+, in my eyes. I mean, I don't know.
I think the overall sound of the project was appropriate for the movie. I think there was a lot of dope, production on there. I think that, you know, like you said, the artistry and the lineups, the collabs were pretty on point. I'll give it that much. The song itself, I think it was a little overhyped, personally. It was a dope song, but the way niggas is saying that this is like, you know, a 9.7 on the Richter scale. Think niggas may kind of overshot it a little bit with that. It was a dope song. What I took away from it, though, and this is just my inner tinfoil hat biz commentary that's coming out of this conversation right here, is the fact that he specified on there, I am the Black Messiah. And then my mind immediately went to J. Edgar Hoover's quote that I put in the promo, there will never be another Black Messiah unless we create him.
Right.
It just kind of was just like, is this hiding in plain sight right here?
I don't think it was that serious, bro.
You
like,
sure? I honestly
feel like, because this isn't the first time that Jay-Z has alluded to him being born the same day that Fred Hampton was killed. So, you know, and he kind of clarified that on the track. He was like,
right.
You know, he repeated this, the same bar. He was like, you know, born. He's like, no, scratch that. You know, he was assassinated. So I think it's more so because he's always kind of hinted at, and as he's gotten older, he started really doing more as far as, in the eyes of the people, doing more as far as, you know, trying to galvanize. He's been very influential as far as helping fellow artists and just really trying to bring people together, the brunches, and, him really mentoring different people.
I get it.
I feel like he kind of took it for what it was as far as the song. Conceptually, I think it was just with the song and, you know, him more saying on as far as the track is concerned, he's Fred Hampton reincarnated. I mean, you look at it like, all right, he got killed, I was born. So his spirit more so lives with me because of that. He lost his life in the day I gained my life.
I get that part. And I'm totally with you on that. You know what I'm saying? But we got to remember, we on many occasions on this show, we all agree that he has some partial, you know, status with the powers that be. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's full-blown op status or it's, you know, he's juiced into the network some way, somehow. We plainly made that claim on here on the show on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
so we understand his agency.
So.
You know what I'm saying? We understand he's possibly an agent to some status. And I don't know. Like I said, to me, maybe it was how to play inside. Maybe I'm reading into too much, and I don't want to turn it into that kind of conversation tonight. But that line stood out to me. It just stood out to me a little bit much, you know, more than it should have. You know what I mean? Mm. But I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what, you know, my intuition was telling me or whatever the case may be, or how, why it struck a chord. You know what I mean? But I'm just being honest. That line in itself kind of was just like, you could have left that out.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I can't. I understand that. I can't subscribe to it because you're talking to about the same dude who's been calling himself Hova. J-Hova.
Here's the thing, though, Joe. When it comes to that fact, we weren't as hip to the game or as privy to the inner workings of this game as we are now. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that was fresh material for us at the time. Like, oh, this is innovative. But now as we got old and we know how the workings go, you know what I'm saying? We know that they allow the impact through influence. You understand what I'm saying? So again, I'm not trying to take away from the song. The song was dope. Like I said, I still believe it was a little overblown, a little overhyped. The song was still dope. I'm not saying this shit was whack. I'm just saying the song itself was maybe a little overblown to me. But the reason why, and another reason why I look at it like that is because of this conversation right here. Like, we understand there's some kind of agency that goes along with Jay. You know what I'm saying? For him to be this, to be able to operate at this level of impunity without any kind of real backlash that we see.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? We know how this game works. And just to claim that, it kind of was like, is this the truth troll that he has that he's able to portray at certain points that we may look at as just appropriate lyrics for the conversation or appropriate lyrics for the movie type shit? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, just, you know, we got to consider all conversations. That's what we do. That's the point of the show. It's a platform for the show to consider all conversations. That's all.
Yeah. Both so.
That's
both all. So.
That's all. That's all I got for that. But outside of that, the rest of the project I think was dope. Again, very funky music, very aesthetically apropos sound for the time frame that I was trying to encapsulate of the late 60s right then and there. And just to say that.
So,
go ahead, Joe. Because I was going to try to segue into the next topic for after the break. But go ahead.
So, can we acknowledge the fact that Hit-Boy is a fucking, like, he just kind of came out of nowhere? I'm not going to say he really came out of nowhere, Paul. Like, he's really stamped himself over the last, I'd say, 5 years as far as being a serious, reputable producer. And, like, for those who don't really know, this is Young Berg.
Yeah, and I had no idea that those names were synonymous with each other until recently. Honestly, had no idea. When you hear the name of Young Berg, I think of niggas like Yo Gotti and Young Dolph that he would be producing for.
Right. Right.
That's where my Yo mind immediately goes when I hear that name.
Right.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
What's the ASAP Ferg, ASAP Rocky, all these different weirdos?
Oh, the whole ASAP, yeah. And, you know, I mean, but again, it, you know, I give him credit, like Joe be saying, I think he's a contender. He's I can't say he's in, you know, all the way in the conversation as, you know, the most sought out producer right now, but he's definitely making a name for himself. Working with great like the lineup that was on here consistently, and then he produced the whole Nas, the last Nas album, right? The whole King's Disease joint.
Correct.
That was his joint.
Correct.
So I mean, you gotta give credit where credit's due. You know what I'm saying? To gain the respect of greats like that. Even though we know Nas never had the best ear for music, we think he got it right with this one with him. He found his sound. With Hit Boy, like Jovi said in the prior show, Nas found his sound that suits him the best. So, you know, good for him. You know, hopefully this soundtrack project will pay dividends as far as the eye can see, and you know, this may be the project that he could say, I don't gotta do shit else for the rest of my life anymore. You know, hopefully, you know, they have. All producers look for that one product to where after this right here, I ain't got to do shit for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the Neptunes, they didn't have to do shit after grinding. Real talk. Grinding, fucking I Want to Love You, the Jay-Z joint, and the what's the other major, they have not one other major commercial hit, but like another major commercial that they have was probably like, you know, the Snoop shit, the Drop It Like It's Hot joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, major statements like that in hip-hop during the progression of hip-hop's time, you know, songs like that, you ain't have to make another record after that if you really didn't want to. You know, all the shit that DJ Mustard did couldn't amount to the amount of exposure that a song like the Neptunes had. You know what I'm saying? You could just pick one. Even fucking Pastor Cavarsier remix. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. You didn't realize they had their hands in a lot of music. And that's the best way to be. You know what I mean? But yeah, so overall, you know, I give this project a solid B platform. B status. Only because, like I said, it was very appropriate, very conducive, and cohesive for the movie. I think you definitely give it a solid B. Definitely give it a solid B. Fellas,
yeah.
Anybody else?
Overall, I went with A-. And I pretty much explained all why. But to me, it was much needed. It's actually a sigh of relief, and I was, you know me, some legit work is good with me. Good with me.
Joby,
A B.
Okay.
I gave it a B.
Fair enough.
Just left a little bit more to. I felt like the hype surrounded it kind of oversold a lot of it. They were solid tracks. It was good to hear, you know, some of the younger cats, you know, speak on or really, you know, kind of not necessarily go on, rap on a more conscious level, but to really, you know, display some lyricism and really display some type of balance. You know, one just a whole bunch of. A lot of these quote unquote trap rappers, or the, you know, what they like to call these little rappers. There's a lot of little rappers on here that people don't necessarily know that got the bars with them as well. So it was nice to see a couple of those guys highlighted, like Jid and Smino and a couple of those guys.
You know the one song I didn't listen to yet? I listened to the song G Herbo. I didn't listen to that one. And
let me see.
I'm Go ahead.
I said, Herbo hit or miss with me.
Okay.
So
kind of with me too. That's why I didn't check for it right away. Exactly why I didn't look for it right. I didn't listen to it right away. Because I feel the same way. The exact same way. But ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Pick it up. It's available on some listening platform. And before we go to break, shout out to the home to the homeboy, to the homie, to the family, Loud Boy Cooley. He just dropped his extended EP, In My Feelings,
yeah,
over the weekend. Definitely check him out. I think he's on Apple Music with that.
Yep.
Okay. Definitely check him out
Apple
on the streaming
Music
platforms.
I think all the platforms. Spotify.
All the platforms? Okay.
Yep.
Well, big things are going on. So, you know, we definitely wish you much success and love on your journey. I've had the pleasure of, you know, going with him to a few spots to perform, you know, as the DJ, whatever like that. Kid got some great energy. He got great ideas for it. So, you know, get out there and listen to it for your own listening pleasures and, you know, get back so let him know how it rock with you. But it's 9:39. We're a little bit more than halfway through the show. We are going to come back and we're going to kind of give a critique of the movie and some of the underlying themes that we discuss on here quite frequently when it comes to America's relationship with positive black unity and how they view it and why they still feel that that's the number one threat to American security. Think about that. Just think about that statement.
Right.
Nigga Hoover was dead ass when he said the number one threat to Americans, to this country's security, is Negro unity. And ask yourself how far has the needle moved from the 60s? How far has the needle moved? 9:40, be right back.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And I survive cause a nigga is special first. You get successful, then it gets stressful thirst. Niggas gon' test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of them pressure burst. Street niggas, still I get checks and spurts. I'm for peace, but before I get pressed, I murk. Better days pray for, but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm just less concerned. Cruising in the six, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. In the only room, keep your dollar bills
and this
right.
Is what it feels like.
And this is what it feels like. What it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Scorpion bricks. Way before Orbeez double disc, 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix, filtered bass, sip coat, like a Michelin star chef, kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left, IRS on my dick, try to audit all my checks, too late, you know they hate when you become more than they expect, you let them crack a storm your capital, put their feet up on your desk, and yet you talking tough to me, I lost all my little respect, I'm selling weed, in the open, bringing folks home from the feds, I know the payback gonna be mean, I'm saving all my little bread, pray for me y'all, one day I'ma have to pay for these thoughts, real niggas is distinct, it ain't safe for me, my dog, they killing niggas in they own hood, that makes sense to you at all, you burnt your bridge to the other side, you know you can't swim across, y'all know niggas can't swim, they fried Mike after he died, y'all know niggas can't win, you never land, no joke aside, I arrived on the day Fred Hampton got murdered, hold up, assassinated just to clarify further, what y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford, big step on the jet with my legs crossed, black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ, black messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop, cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed
cubs. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Time zone. We transmitting live from Mars. 914-219-0866 is the number to dial. I'm Joe VP. Midwest East Omaha is in the Midwest in that 8 o'clock time zone, freezing his ass off. And then as the nigga saves on the boards, illest DJ you know, spinning on a Monday through Sunday. And you don't like it, put your money up.
You put them up.
Playlist up.
Put it up. I dare you.
I like free money.
I dare you.
It wasn't like Friday weekend.
So we went and we discussed the soundtrack. Now it's time to get to the entree. Judas and the Black Messiah. So honestly, I wanted to see the project. Ironically enough, like, she ain't got no speaking role in this shit. Like, my cousin do her acting thing. She in, like, 2-3 little scenes. So, it was,
yeah,
that was pretty dope as well. So, there's
one, a... What the clip I was watching, she was actually in. What scene was she actually
so
in?
So the first scene where Lakeith first got to HQ, and they were sitting in, like, the classroom setting. And
okay.
He was, like, looking over Shorty's shoulder or whatever. The little light skinned
yeah, yeah,
girl with
yeah.
the cornrows.
Yep,
that's
yep,
my cousin.
They gave him the rule.
That's Terrence's little sister.
Okay.
So, for those who aren't necessarily made aware to the backdrop for the movie, it went around, you know, just the movements of Fred Hampton Sr., Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. The shocking revelation about it was the age. Like,
facts.
He was moving, and he did a lot for him to be gunned down at 21. And what's the other guy?
Bill O'Neill.
Bill O'Neill.
19 years old.
So,
that's crazy, yo.
You know, adults, but
no,
relatively children.
And the
adults,
thing about...
relative, like, basically children.
No, they were absolutely kids. They're, like, when you think about the shit you was doing at 1921 as an adult, as a 40, you know, close to 40, as, you know, I'm over 40. I say, nigga, I was a kid at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, right?
I was, that was some kid shit that I was doing. You know what I mean?
I mean,
so,
you know, yeah.
It just goes to show the level of maturity that Fred was at in his life. He was obviously ahead of his time. And
one of the favorite quotes when it comes to his age was, "If when I hear these brothers talk about they too young to die, you already dead." I said, "Oh man, oh
yeah." He was 10 toes down. He was 10 toes down for the movie. All the way. He was all the way in. There was no denying his commitment level to seeing change. And that right there is the number one issue that the powers that be have with any kind of banding together of folks that look like us. Because if you listen to the clip that I put in the promo, where it was like, the only reason why they want to get rid of me is because what I'm saying may start waking up other exploited people. Mm. And then when we band together, we could drive the pigs right out of here, drive them right into the lake. So that's why they want to get rid of me. And that shit ain't changed, my nigga. Like, that's just how it's been. Anytime there's any threat to their structure, and the piece of being, and the piece about it, when Hoover was in there, and it was the depiction of Hoover was in there talking to the FBI agent. Well, he said that what Hampton represents is our whole way of life in danger, and he highlighted three major characteristics of their way of life. He said rape, pillage, and conquer.
Mm.
Who the fuck lives by those standards?
Yo, but when he, okay, so when he opened up that whole conversation with, what are you going to do when your daughter
brings home a Negro? Yes.
He was like, my daughter's an infant. He said, I am well aware, but what are you going to do when your daughter brings home a Negro? And I mean, that shit made him uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Very uncomfortable.
After fucking Looney. Absolutely.
But he played on them heartstrings, though.
You know what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. I mean, and that's why he was the position. That's why he held the position that he held. But, we say all that just to say, how much has the needle moved since then? When it comes down to it, when it boils down to it, these same motherfuckers that hold these same ideologies are still in critical positions of power to make the pendulum swing for a lot of people. You understand what I'm saying? And this is why it infuriates us sometimes so much in the show when we talk about it. When these people think that, oh, you know, vote the change into you know, vote the change to come to life or whatever like that. And it's like, yo, fam, the sooner y'all niggas realize they really don't give, like, this is how they really think about equality or equity. The sooner you guys stop believing that this whole fucking system is going to really work if you play by their rules that they set up. Because they move the goalposts every time. And I'm glad I said that term, because I wanted to bring this up early in the show, but we lost 5 minutes. But this had nothing to do with Fred Hampton's situation, but moving the goalposts. Now, I read an article about Simone Biles and her move that they quoted, that they coined, the Biles. Well, you said she has the Biles, and then she has the Biles too. Nobody can execute that move but her. Now, on a scale of a letter grade of difficulty from A being the least difficult to I being the most difficult, all these judges have decided to not make that move no higher than an initial high grade of an H. When other independent judges have said this shit should be
like,
no
right.
less than a J. With I being the highest, mind you. So that's like saying on a scale of 1 to 10, they're saying that shit is about a 7.5. But yet, nobody
right.
can do it but her. So, is
at least they did that. They were talking about banning it. They were talking about banning it.
That's what I'm saying, but this is what I'm saying. They're moving the goalposts in order to keep them in competition. It's like, yo, fam, just fucking own up. You can't do this shit. Give her the nod. And just know, if she feels that anybody's coming close to her on the floor exercise, she'll pour that motherfucker out the hat, and guess what? Game over. You got to give her the nod. But they can't do this shit. Because guess what? Nobody else is going to be able to compete and have a chance of beating her if they want to rig the scores.
They're still not going to beat her.
They're still not going to do it, Joby. We get it. No, we get it. But it's like, yo, like how blatant of an inferiority complex are you really showing? It's trying to pass
Come
it off on us
Stop.
like we're suffering from inferiority complex. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit right there I be talking about. That shit right there. They had to move it. They had to keep moving the goalposts in order to make us feel like we're still accomplishing shit. And that's why I don't like all of these fucking a lot of these symbolic victories. Naming the street after a motherfucker, putting a nigga in position of power in a company that they normally wouldn't be in. All of that shit, that's all symbolic victories, nigga.
So I'm watching the Biles moves as we speak. I didn't realize.
You see what she's doing?
Nigga,
she's combining three individual moves that niggas do for their finishing move into one.
So she's doing that backflip, tuck, tuck, twist, tuck. How do you do that off a balance beam?
Not even getting a running start. You're not even getting a running start to do it.
No. Double
you're walking
back
into that.
Somersault.
Yeah. Yes. And as they say in gymnastics terms, sticking the landing. Every time.
Stop.
She sticks the landing.
Like, she is gorilla glue.
Because that's her move. But yet you're going to diminish the degree of difficulty just so everybody else can fucking compete. Give her fucking roses, man. Niggas thought Dominique Dawes was that shit. Give her roses.
Mm-hmm. So Dominique Dawes was good, but ain't nobody
Dominique
got
Dawes,
on by.
Dominique Dawes was a bad motherfucker when she hit the gym. When she hit the gymnasium. No, absolutely, absolutely. But this young girl right here, this woman right here. Come on, man. Come on, man. Just you know, they won't give up the ghost, my nigga, at all.
No,
they will not give up the ghost.
I always wonder. You know, I always thought, and I know we got to go here. But it's interesting to me how, like, with the music and, you know, you make so much off of it, us in particular, and your styles are us. I mean, even in the world of the smoking world that I'm growing in and going to start competing at, is something that was started in Africa a long time ago.
So we mentioned that in the last show, my nigga, how influence is paramount.
Like, yeah, but it's everywhere, but yet you don't want to give up.
No.
And I saw this one video, and the chick was like, you want to tell them to go back to Africa? And what if they take all their adventures with them? What will we do on a daily basis? And that's such a fact. It's such a fact. Yeah, you'd have electricity, but you wouldn't have the TV. You wouldn't have the hairdryer. You wouldn't have the microwave, the refrigerator.
Nigga, you wouldn't have the traffic light. You wouldn't have the air conditioner.
I mean, you wouldn't have anything. So, yeah, let us go back. Will we take all our paperwork with us?
I wish they would send us back. Fuck it. Sign me up. Send us back.
Right.
I'd like to see how, I'd like to see how it turns out. I'd like to see how
it
goes.
I would love it. It looks to be warm.
I would like to see how it goes. That and I'm just being honest.
It'll turn into fucking Ukraine or
no,
Luxembourg
absolutely,
or some shit
oh,
like
no,
that.
No, absolutely. Nigga, this shit will go down the fucking drain. Completely
right.
Down the drain.
It'll be a nuclear hole in the world.
Fucking Chernobyl, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit would be down the drain. A quick, fast, and a hurry because they would have no other choice but to still try to rape and pillage and conquer other lands.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And niggas would be on to like, yeah, niggas are suckers be without these without them niggas you've been whipping up on for 500 years.
Yeah, you ain't shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, niggas ain't got shit without them.
Right.
Fuck these niggas.
You ain't shit without the homeboys.
Facts, blow these niggas
don't
up and let's see what they can do. NFL be NFLA, NFL Africa, nigga. It'd be the AFL over the African Football League, nigga. We take all that shit back to Africa, nigga. Niggas be stuck like Chuck. But anyway, we apologize for the late start, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back Wednesday, man. And I just want to mention, there was a movie that came out a couple years ago that I find pleasure in watching because it's actually pretty fucking funny. You guys remember the movie Good Luck Chuck with Dane Cook?
Everybody he smashed, they went on and got married.
Yo, see, if you never watch it, the amount of white titties that's in that movie is unparalleled to anything I've ever seen unless I was watching porno for an hour and a half straight. Watch that movie, my nigga. You probably enjoy it. It might be on maybe
Good
on the main.
Chuck.
Good Luck Chuck. And actually, it's pretty fucking funny. It's a pretty funny movie.
I'm going to check it.
Check that shit out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. We see y'all Wednesday. As long as we have a meeting tomorrow night. We see y'all when we see y'all. Peace.
Welcome to America, where you can dream. As long as you can breathe, you can be the motherfucking president of the United States or get murdered right on these streets. Welcome to
the sins of the father my pop gave me to suffer. The friends I will follow was crack babies and hustlers. It's still sharp and still in the block. Made me a cutler. My pen is from the